You may have heard our past coverage of the sweat bill, securing wages against theft, an attempt to help workers get pay being withheld by employers. Governor Andrew Cuomo vetoed that bill on the last day of 2019. WAER's Chris Bolt reports advocates for the measure are not giving up the fight.
The problem is a worker might be owed back wages after they leave a job, or if the business closes, or even if they get shorted on their timesheet. Mary Lister with the Queen City Workers Center says owners will shut down a business or transfer assets to a relative, even during a court fight for the back wages.
And it became much harder for those workers to get any sort of justice. So this bill would especially go after bosses who try to move around their assets in order to avoid paying back the workers what they're owed.
The sweat bill would help prevent an employer from hiding assets through shifting to a relative or to another business name. Mark Dunlay, who ran the Hunger Action Network, helped introduce the measure, which he says would really help often very low-wage workers.
If they're getting $1 billion stolen out of their paycheck, putting that $1 billion back into their pocket would really help reduce hunger and homelessness in New York State.
Dunlay says Cuomo vetoed the bill, saying the state had already collected $300 million in back wages since 2011, far below what worker advocates say is owed by businesses each year. Lister and other workers' groups reacted harshly to the veto, coming late at night on the final day of the year. The bill was passed 6 months prior, plenty of time to work out any language or other details, she says. Without the law's protections, Lister says workers have to take a big chance just to get what they're owed.
It's very likely that you'll face some kind of retaliation. And so the importance of, you know, the work that we're trying to do with the sweat bill is that it's actually been led by workers who are those low-wage workers who did have wages stolen out of their paycheck. They took a very brave option to come together with workers across different industries to say that enough is enough.
Cuomo might have another version of the sweat bill in his state budget. If not, Lister promises workers' groups will continue protests trying to paint Cuomo on the wrong side of economic justice. Chris Bolt, WAER News.
For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, WAER.org.